You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba.
Since the early 1960s, a big chunk of San Francisco's criminal justice system has been living inside one building, a building called the Hall of Justice. That's right. The Hall of Justice is a hulk of a building, located on Bryant Street in the South of Market neighborhood. Inside, people are paying traffic tickets, showing up for jury duty, testifying in courtrooms. Oh, and the elevators are consistently breaking. There's asbestos in the walls, and sometimes there are even floods.
The sound of slosh and sighs of disgust permeated the DA's office for a second day in a row.
That comes from a Fox News report this past January, when rotten-smelling water and fecal matter began oozing into prosecutors' offices on the third floor and dripping into the domestic violence unit below. One prosecutor wrapped plastic bags around her feet before wading through the water. Another woman yelled for help.
Oh God. Oh God. Help! Help me!
San Francisco District Attorney spokesperson Alex Bastian, in an interview with KPIX 5, said he was frustrated.
Unfortunately, I yet again got sewage on me. Yeah, unfortunately, I'm going to have to call this interview short because I got to go wash up and I'm going to call it a day.
After plumbers fixed the flooding issues in the DA's office, the toilet started clogging upstairs in the 7th floor jail. That's where roughly 350 of the city's inmates live.
Major plumbing problems here, right, guys?
Yes.
Put shirts on, please. Hold on, gentlemen.
Unlike modern jails, this one has long corridors, like the kind you'd see in Alcatraz or the Shawshank Redemption. The walls and cell bars are caked with old paint. One inmate, who we're calling Chris to protect his identity, remembers when the district attorney's office flooded.
Did I say yes? I mean, I thought that was the best thing that could ever happen. But seriously, I didn't know that it was going to affect us.
Once the toilets in the jail started leaking, he was less thrilled. He says some inmates have put blankets on the ground, bracing themselves.
Just the thought of it, the thought of the chance of feces being able to get on you, or you just sleep. Just imagine you being asleep at 3 in the morning, and you hear bloop, 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 and then you just hear hella water running.
Plumbers now stop by the jail every day to try and prevent any flooding. But raw sewage isn't the only issue here. Because of the long corridors, sheriff deputies can't see some inmates until they open the cell doors. And there's almost no room for rehabilitative or recreational programs, mostly just TVs, paperback books, and religious services. Anytime Sheriff Vicki Hennessy walks through this jail, she gets depressed.
I'm the sheriff. I'm supposed to keep people safe. I'm supposed to keep them in a jail, and I'm supposed to run a humane, a jail that's going to ensure people's constitutional rights. It's very difficult to do, and it's a challenge for us to do that every day at that jail, at County Jail 4, at 7th floor of the Hall of Justice.
After the sewage ordeal, the city administrator announced she wanted most of the Hall of Justice shut by 2019. But no one is sure how to do that or what that means for the inmates who live there. Back in 2015, when the Board of Supervisors was deciding whether to accept $80 million to build a new replacement jail, protesters packed City Hall. The board voted unanimously against building a new jail. Supervisor London Breed said, "The problem with the jail in the Hall of Justice is bigger than the plumbing.
And on any given afternoon, many of the inmates are sleeping in their bunks. Why? Because there's nothing else for them to do. 850 Bryant needs to come down, but more than a building, we need to tear down the system of mass incarceration it represents."
San Francisco's jail population shrank by roughly 40% from 2008 to 2016. But some of the data is still grim. More than a third of the city's inmates are identified as having mental health needs. Breed's own brother spent years at the jail inside the Hall of Justice.
"I am not going to support continuing to lock up people who have mental illness and need treatment, not imprisonment. My brother had a drug problem. He needed treatment, not to be locked up."
After the new jail funding was rejected, a working group launched to start brainstorming ways to shrink the city's jail population.
So what we're saying is, we want to make incarceration a public issue.
Roma Guy, a community activist with Taxpayers for Improving Public Safety, is co-chairing the working group. She says one idea is to reduce or eliminate money bail. 85% of inmates in San Francisco's jails, for example, haven't even been convicted yet.
Because poor people can't afford even, you know, $10,000 bail or $1,000 bail, so they spend time in jail.
Some of the working group's other ideas: providing housing for homeless people leaving jail, referring more people to treatment instead of incarceration, and building more hospital beds.
This is something we care about and we want done, because if we do it, we will have better public safety and we'll have populations that we're not jailing for the wrong reasons.
I don't think that just adding more services will create a system of care. I think it's just going to do, we've done that before.
Jennifer Johnson is the co-founder of the city's behavioral health court. Johnson says the jail population is unlikely to drop dramatically unless the working group starts addressing the growing percentage of seriously mentally ill people behind bars.
We also don't have mental health that is dedicated to a population of people that is in the criminal justice system.
Community-based solutions won't mean much, Johnson says, for many of her mentally ill clients already facing felony charges and jail time.
My clients wait 5 times longer for a program than people who are in the regular system, that are just walking up off the street. That's not fair. They're sitting in jail for months and months waiting for a bed.
So after the new jail was rejected, Johnson co-wrote a paper proposing a behavioral health justice center instead. It could reduce the jail population by including a locked treatment unit for some mentally ill people who would otherwise be incarcerated. But Johnson was shocked when some activists in the working group saw the concept as a blueprint for another jail.
So if we don't have this behavioral health justice center, the alternative is people sit in jail. I'm not okay with that.
Meanwhile, since the working group started hashing out and debating solutions, San Francisco's average daily jail count has gone up by almost 150 people. I am standing in front of a chain-linked fence and an abandoned McDonald's on Harriet Street. I'm actually just a few feet away from the Hall of Justice. The city was considering building a new jail right here between 6th and 7th Street. And when that didn't happen, some people were hoping the city build a behavioral health justice center here instead. But that idea is looking like a long shot. The San Francisco Sheriff actually recently applied for a grant to renovate a nearby jail just on the corner over on 7th Street. But the county didn't get that grant, so it's back to the drawing board.
I can't just leave people on the 7th floor of the Hall of Justice forever.
Back at her office at City Hall, Hennessy is weighing her options. Behavioral health justice center or jail, she says the city needs to start building something.
Oh, there's talk now about sending them to Alameda and having them be in jail over there. And I don't really like that. I don't think that's right. But, you know, if the city administrator closes the Hall of Justice, as she has said, by 2019, I may not have a choice.
The sheriff doesn't have a lot of control over who her inmates are or where they live. And if this wasn't San Francisco, building a new jail likely wouldn't be so hard. In other cities and towns throughout the state, about $2.5 billion in state funding is going towards constructing 10,000 new jail cells. But activist Roma Guy says the city does have a choice. San Francisco's jail population has gone down before, and it can go down again, Guy says, if there's the will.
You know, 25 years ago, I was a criminal because I'm a lesbian. Okay? There are people who are sitting in jail, like immigrants or whatever, or some people who are there, from racial bias to illness, that don't need to be there. I don't understand why we can't do that. We have to fight for it. we have to change our ideas about why people go to jail. I don't see that as impossible.
Activists and city leaders should still have at least a couple of years to try creative solutions and reduce the city's jail population. If they can't, well, then a new jail might be back on the table. For Cross Currents, in San Francisco, I'm Holly J. McDeed.